Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Great to have you with us. Aaron Noonan here. It is Repco Supercars Weekly for the final time in 2021. Oof, big season. Supercars done. COVID threatened us. Again, it's affected by COVID. Again, we've made it through though. So a super job by everyone to get there. These Repco Supercars Weekly podcasts this year were a bit of an addition to our regular Wednesday V8 Sleuth pod. We felt that we wanted to be able to give you a bit of extra news and some extra bits and pieces surrounding those chats that we do for the V8 Sleuth podcast. So we hope you've enjoyed Repco Supercars Weekly throughout the course of 2021. I guess the main buzz element for me at the moment is around Gen 3, and the chat still continues about the gear shifts. And there's more and more signs that the momentum's building for no paddles. In fact, no electronic actuator and sticking with the manual stick shift. That's the vibe, that's what's going to happen for the new cars for 2023, that is. I guess it's proof too that if you protest and you push back hard enough and there's enough said and written and done, whether it be drivers, fans, supercars will listen. And we've already seen some examples of that in the past, namely Larko, Mark Larkin being dumped from the TV broadcast, what, about this time last year, and ending up back in the fold for the year that has just been completed. And, of course, he's been heavily involved with all the Gen 3 content that's been put together by Supercars over the course of the last few months. So I'm not sure what the next topic is that we can all get angry about and start getting motivated about to fix. But it seems like we've ticked the box on Larko, and it looks like the gear shift's going to be ticked as well. So let's come up with something else on the radar for 2022 to go and get after and make happen. Speaking of next year, looks like for the Repco Supercars Championship that there's just one seat left vacant at Grove Racing. Of course, Dave Reynolds is there. Andre Heimgartner's moving on to Brad Jones Racing. Looks like Matt Payne's going to be in Super 2. No real surprise. He needs the time in that series. Even if he did get an okay and an exemption on his super license, it wouldn't be a smart thing to put him in. I think that's the right call if he ends up in Super 2. A few names linked with the seat in the main game, though. Lee Holdsworth is top of the list, I think. Of course, Bathurst winner with Walkinshaw Andretti United. That would make a pile of sense to put a very experienced guy in like Lee. Zane Goddard showed a lot of speed throughout the course of this year for Matt Stone Racing. It's a bit of a shame that he's ended up one out and one wide for a seat. His name's been mentioned too, as has even Fabian Coulthard's name came into the mix this week in an online story. So not sure about that one, but I guess we'll find out very, very soon. Holdsworth, though, makes a lot of sense, and there's a lot of people out there who would love to see Lee back in a seat. Speaking of seats, Declan Fraser has been confirmed by Triple Eight, by the way, too, for their Super 2 program next year. He'll join Cameron Hill, who's already been announced, so two cars from Triple Eight in the development category for next season. And speaking of Declan, who's from up Mackay Way in Queensland, by the way, he did Super 2 this year for Matty White's team in a Nissan. He did Super 3, albeit the very short Super 3 season last year. And he's come from the Toyota 86 series. He's also part of the Dudes Norwell Academy of Paul Morris and the crew up there. So he's a guy who's going places. But remember at Bathurst, he had that massive crash when the right rear wheel nut fell off at Sulman Park, put him in the fence hard, backed it in, well, turned it from an Altima into a Qashqai, I think is probably the easiest way to describe it. I chatted to Matty White this week, team owner, and he's confirmed that that car can be fixed, and the intention is for it to go back to Todd Kelly, who, albeit is selling out of the Grove team, but he's still going to be working behind the scenes for them from the fab shop in Brayside there in Melbourne. So hopefully then that means Matty White's got his full complement of Nissans for next year's Super 2 Series, which will kick off at the Repco Newcastle 500 first round of next year, which, by the way, is also the chance for you to be there. We've got a way for you to do it through Repco, and you could win a hot lap in the Gen 3 cars in Newcastle. So that'll be the first hot lap given to fans, and then you get to experience the whole event. So the prize, drum roll please, includes an all-expenses-paid trip to Newcastle for two flights, Accom, corporate hospitality, and two hot laps in the Gen 3. Now, I'm not sure if you get two laps in one car, one lap in the Camaro, one lap in the Mustang. I'm not sure how that all works. Anyway, it's an awesome opportunity, and you can get into the draw to win that one by heading to the repco.com.au/thegarage website. Sign up to the garage and you will go into the draw. Comp closes Friday, February 4, so you've got plenty of time and no excuses to get among the mix. So that's pretty cool. Newcastle next year. So as I said at the start of this, Repco Supercars Weekly is going to wind down. This is our last one for the year. But if you haven't heard it, get onto the Castrol Motorsport News podcast, the Motorsport Podcast Network that we're part of fired this one up a couple of months ago. Andrew Van Leeuwen, Stefan Bartholomeus, the boys have been doing a ripping job, and they've gone over the Abu Dhabi F1 event with a fine-tooth comb. Deep insight, deep analysis. Subscribe to that pod. It's going to be huge next year when it comes back, but have a listen to their Abu Dhabi episode. It's a ripper. They really strip it all apart and give some plenty of opinions. You'll always get opinion with those two, and you'll always get agreement to disagree as well, which is why we love them and why it's going so, so well. We're going to keep the V8 Sleuth pod rolling right through Christmas and New Year with plenty of chats and episodes. We're going to do a Q&A episode as well. Will Dale and I will sit down to go through some of the questions that have rolled in. And thank you, too, for all of the nice messages on our Jason Richards episode that was released on Wednesday. If you haven't heard it, download it now. It was published on the 10th anniversary of his passing, and in it we celebrate the great Kiwi, and we include a few stories that you might not have heard before. I think you'll really enjoy it. If you haven't had a listen, definitely put it in your listener plan for the next few weeks. Thanks, everyone, too. You've helped us. You, the listener, has helped us move up. We like moving up. 25 spots on the Australian podcast ranker for November, making the V8 Sleuth podcast, check this out, the most listened to Aussie-made podcast for motorsport for the month. So thank you again, everyone, for your support. We really do appreciate it. So Repco Supercars Weekly is going to be back next year when the pre-season news starts flowing. Keep tuned into the V8 Sleuth podcast every Wednesday. Don't forget to leave a review, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Tell all your mates about us. Even if they don't want to hear it, tell them about us. It's got to be done. The more people part of the Sleuth family, the better. Anyway, that's us done for Repco Supercars Weekly in 2021. Keep listening to the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco every Wednesday, and we will chat to you soon. Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds, you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.